Welcome to Auroville Radio. Welcome from Nadia. Today I'm in the recording studio and I have the pleasure to be with Sandra and Bhakti from It Matters, a beautiful project about art. Welcome to the studio.
Good morning, Nadia. Thank you.
I'm so happy to have you here. I'm thrilled about your project, your ideas, and the upcoming events that are going to happen soon in Auroville. So let's talk about you guys.
Yep.
What do you guys do? What is It Matters? Who wants to start?
I can introduce the story of how it began.
Thank you, Bhakti.
The project started 3 years ago, when at the same time, Nicole, who manages the visitor center, had this vision of creating an art gallery that promotes arts and crafts in Auroville at the visitor center. So she was holding this vision since a lot of years. And at the same time, I was working on my artist residency project, and Sandra had joined the art service. And so we all met at the right timing, and Sandra and I decided to pick up the project of building an art gallery at the visitor center. So this is how it started, and so this is the intention of our project: to promote artists and art from Auroville to the outside.
Beautiful. So we are here to promote artists and art from Auroville, to spread our vision and, yeah, our common goals as Aurovillian: human unity and other values, I guess.
Yes.
Hopefully. So tell me a bit about your background. I'm curious, because you said that you came together to build up a gallery. But what's your background in as far as art is concerned, Sandra?
Yeah, so I trained as, I was a lawyer. But then life and my heart brought me to art and culture. So I moved to Singapore some decades ago, so I had the opportunity first to work as in the French embassy, in the cultural department, and then to take the management of an art gallery in Singapore. So managing it allowed me to develop many skills and to have an overview of how a gallery works. Then I moved back to Auroville, and I had this opportunity to meet the EV Art Service and work there. Focusing on the art of Auroville, of the artists. And when I met Bhakti, it was a beautiful project that just popped up in our minds and vision, and meeting Nicole was the great opportunity.
So about my background, I was trained as a graphic designer, and this is still one of my activities. And since I moved back to Auroville 5 years ago, I have developed the artist residency project, La Petite Maison. And through this came the art gallery project, It Matters. So for me, it's a way of, through the residency, bringing artists inside Auroville, and through the art gallery project, to promote artists to the outside of Auroville. So it's a nice circle of things. And yes, I'm an Auroville-born kid, and I was raised here and pursued my studies in France and Belgium. And now I'm happy to be back.
We can say that It Matters has a rich cultural background.
Yes, we can say that.
Yes, we can. Beautiful. So as far as I understood, this project has already taken off. It's already started working. And I'm wondering, how many artists work with you here in Auroville?
So we started by visiting a lot of artist studios in Auroville, and we started by selecting four of them. So we are currently working with four artists. But of course, we want to build collaborations, and so we want to expand our network of artists and our network at large, of course, and through collaborations inside Auroville and outside Auroville, we want to start promoting more and more artists from Auroville.
Beautiful. And now, speaking about this coming week, I know something is going to happen on the 30th of December, that is Friday, in the afternoon from 3 to 5 drop-in. What is going to happen?
So this is our launch event. We decided to do end of this year because it's to start a new year in a different format. And for us, it was important to introduce ourselves and our project to the Auroville community. So we are working with one of the artists to have a interesting art installation, a bit interactive also. So for people to discover a way of thinking or curational line.
Okay.
I can add that it's a fun interactive installation, and there's a like initiatic way. We found a location that really brings out the whole concept of our launch event, and we hope people have fun and experience some emotions.
Mm. So for now, we keep the location secret to spice up a little bit, but of course, the location will be revealed very soon.
Okay, so we got some details, but not too many. We need to be updated, and we'll follow you until the 30th and see where to go. Looking forward to this fun installation and experience with you guys. And as we're heading towards the new year, the 2023, what's next? What are the next steps?
So for us, this year we wanted people to get to know us and the project. And then would be to develop our network and our presence also in different festivals and art fairs, as well as to develop more collaborations in Auroville and outside of Auroville. So we are currently talking about a project with outside curators to bring artists also in Auroville and with Auroville artists. As well as developing workshops and different events. For now, that's the next step.
Beautiful. So for more information and knowing more about Bhakti's and Sandra's project, go to their website, itmatters.auroville.org, or their Instagram page, auroville.curated, and you'll find interesting things. Is there any message you would like to give to our audience?
Yes, of course. We are very passionate about our project, and we hope that we can add to the cultural dynamics in Auroville, because there are, of course, other great places that also work with artists, and so we want to be part of this pool that grows and brings more and more people to Auroville, and that will be more and more interested in the arts that we produce in Auroville.
So see you all in an unknown location on the 30th for
yes.
This amazing launch event. Yeah. Really looking forward to being with you guys.
And we will see you all there.
Yeah, see you all there. Follow their Instagram page to know more about it. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for
sharing all this. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nadia.
Bye-bye. You better please hear my cry and the joy I'll fly straight to my lover's heart.
Oui, vous écoutez Auroville Radio from Auroville, la ville internationale in India.